Ooh, today's episode is for anyone that needs a good kick in the pants. No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to be that intense, I promise. But several years ago, I had a mentor of mine talk about blind spots. And what she meant by that is that we all have these areas with room for growth, but we just can't see them because they're a blind spot. And sometimes it helps to have a friend lovingly point out a blind spot, not for the sake of just telling you that you're doing something wrong, but because she loves you and she knows that you can't move forward or move past it until you're aware of this blind spot. And hopefully just knowing that it's there will allow you to make some of the necessary changes to get unstuck. So consider today's episode just a friend pointing out a blind spot, because that's where my heart is when I am sharing this with you today. I want to see you be able to push past whatever has you stuck, whatever has you holding back from living your absolute best life. So let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Now, the first thing I have to tell you is that there is a rule when it comes to blind spots. And the rule with blind spots is that if you ask your friend to point out a blind spot, you can't get mad at them when they give you an answer. So if you are still listening to this episode, I'm going to assume that you are giving me permission to point out a potential blind spot that you might have, so you can't get mad at me, okay? We're still friends. We're on the same page about that, right? Okay. Good. I want to clarify that there are going to be some hard moments when you decide to get your finances together. There are going to be setbacks. There will be frustrations. There's going to be discouragements. That's a given. But that's different than the entire process feeling hard. If it feels like you are pushing upstream the entire time that you're trying to reach your money goals, and you never experience any moments of feeling like you're riding with the current, then that might be a sign that you are working harder, not smarter. Let me paint a picture of how this could play out. So let's say you have been carrying the same balance on your credit card for years, and you make payments, but then you have to put more back on the card when life happens. And so you're never really making any progress. Because of that, you decide that you're going to get serious about paying off your debt. Now, you're not really sure where to start, but you do a quick Google search for tips on how you can save some money. And so you decide that you are going to start watching your spending, quote unquote. I'm doing quotes right now. You're watching your spending, and then you take whatever you save, and then you're going to put that towards your debt. That is what your plan is. Now, the first month feels good. You start seeing some progress, but by month two, you have a setback. Your car breaks down, let's say. And so you have to use your credit card again to take care of that. So you continue on the next month with your plan of watching your spending. But by the end of the month, you don't really see anything left over to put towards your debt, even though it felt like you did a good job of cutting back wherever possible. Now, this cycle continues. And before you know it, it's been 6 months. And you really haven't made any dent in your debt. You feel discouraged, frustrated, you're questioning yourself, and you decide to just go ahead and press pause on your debt payoff goal for now until you can start making more money, because that must be the issue, right? If this isn't working and you're doing your best, then it has to be an income issue. Does any of that sound familiar? Now, I basically just shared my experience early on, by the way. So you are not alone if this is how you are feeling. It is possible that you need to make more money. So I don't want to completely write that off. I know that that was the case for us. But even if you make more money, you will continue experiencing this same cycle if you don't make one pivot. Watching your spending or any other loose, unclear plan is going to have you spinning your wheels every time. Every time. You need an actual plan with steps, dollar amounts, and a timeline. The same would be true if you wanted to lose weight, right? If you were serious about wanting to lose weight and you told me that your plan was to just, I'm going to start watching what I eat, I would immediately think, oh, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because that's not an actual plan, right? You can let yourself off the hook because you can watch what you eat and you can watch yourself eat a bag of Oreos and you're still technically sticking to your loose plan of watching what you eat. Now, we all know those people, probably our husbands, that can go, I want to lose weight. And they just stop drinking soda or something very easy and basic and they drop 50 pounds quickly. And you want to scream because you're over here eating salads every day and running four times a week and you've gained 2 pounds, right? Have we all been there? But those people are the outliers. Most people can't just nonchalantly stroll their way out of debt or into saving for a down payment for a house or into funding a college education. So if you can't say that you have an actual strategy to get to where you want to go, complete with actual numbers that you have figured out, steps that you're going to take, a timeline for you to do it all in, you may be working harder, not smarter. If you were truly doing all of those things and it still wasn't working, then we would need to have a different conversation. But 9 times out of 10, when someone is struggling to make progress towards their goal, I ask about their plan and there isn't a detailed one. They may have started to budget, but budgeting alone isn't a plan. You need one because it helps you determine what you have coming in and what you have going out. But alone, it doesn't take it to the next level, which is knowing what your next steps need to be to get to where you want to go. Where should your excess be allocated to each month based on what your goals are? What is the breakdown of what you're going to need to get there? So if you're seeing yourself in this, if any of this is resonating with you, I would ask you, are you willing to really dive into your numbers and come up with a plan to get to where you want to go? If the answer is yes, then great. That would be my suggestion. And if the answer is no, that's okay too. But my suggestion to you would be to not put mental energy into financial goals if you're not willing to create a plan that's that specific. Because every month that you quote unquote watch your spending and you don't see any progress, that chips away at your belief that you actually can do this. So I would so much rather you say, it's not a focus of mine right now because I'm focusing on other things, whatever your most pressing goal is, and then come back 6 months later really ready to focus on this and go all in, than to keep pretending that you're focusing on it and slowly lose the belief in yourself that you're going to be able to ever get to your goal. For my friends who know that this is your season, you are like, Krista, I am willing. This is my time. I am so done with debt, or I want to set myself up financially to feel good about moving forwards towards buying that house or to going back to school or starting the business or paying for my own kids to go to college. If that is you, then my challenge to you is to break it down into actionable steps and a timeline. Create an actual plan to get there. You may be able to do that on your own. As much as I hate to say it, not everyone needs to work with me, although I would love the opportunity to hang out with each and every one of you, but you may be able to be one of those people that can do all of this on their own, get to work, and make each step happen. But if not, I want you to know that there is absolutely no shame in asking for help. If you're listening to this, like, I'm totally willing, I don't really know where to start, or I can't seem to prioritize this because my life has so many, like, things going on. I just need some place and some dedicated time to focus and some steps to take. What do I even prioritize? How do I know what my plan should be? That's exactly what my program, the Overflow Program, helps you figure out. You know, we just are wrapping up our first round of the program this year. And I will have so much more to share from this group of ladies soon. But for now, I want you to know that I will be opening up enrollment in a couple of weeks for the next round of the program. So if you have been following for a while and you have been wanting to join us, I'm going to go ahead and drop a first to know list in the show notes. If you put your name on that list, I'm going to be sure to reach out to you when enrollment opens and just let you know, hey girl, doors are open, let's go. Every round, I always believe that God puts the exact women there that need to be there. And I'm excited to see who that's going to be this time around. We're going to talk more about this soon, so stay tuned for all of the things when it comes to my program. But I will see you guys back here next week for another episode. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.